Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we've got like a real interesting combo platter of topics, from education to transportation.
Right.
Buckle up, it's going to be a ride.
It's true.
So, okay, first up, let's talk special ed.
Okay.
We're taking cues from an upcoming KCXU State of Mind episode by Deborah Sloss, and it's all about special needs, special ed, what parents need to know.
Yeah, and that can be such a confusing system for people.
Totally. And even
Right?
if you aren't a parent, like just knowing how this stuff works,
Right.
it matters.
Absolutely, in California.
It's a lot of kids.
Huge percentage, 13% of students get individualized education services.
That's wild. 1 in 8
Yeah.
kids in a classroom.
That's a lot of IEPs.
So, okay, back to this radio show, State of Mind. They've got Ann Childers, who's both an educator and a parent. So she's been on like all sides of it.
Right.
And then Dr. Catherine Keithley, an educational psychologist.
Okay.
So it seems like they're really going for this practical advice angle.
I think that's so smart because, you can read all the books in the world,
Yeah.
but having someone who's been there, done that,
Highly.
especially when it comes to like advocating within the
Oh,
system,
for sure.
for sure, key.
That's key. So yeah, if you're in the Santa Cruz area, tune in Sunday, October 6th and Monday, October 8th, both at 6 p.m. on KCXU 92.7 FM to catch the show live.
Nice.
Or, if you're like me,
Podcast
the
fans.
podcast world is where it's at. You can find it after it airs on their website, stateofmindmedia.org, or like Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Spotify, YouTube, Pandora, all the usual suspects.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready for deep dive number two?
Hit me.
From classrooms to commutes, baby.
Okay.
We're talking personal rapid transit,
Uh-oh.
PRT.
Wait,
PRT.
I've never heard of this.
Okay, so picture this, right?
Yeah.
Instead of these big clunky buses or trains, you've got these little automated vehicles.
Like pods.
Yeah, like little pods basically,
Okay.
zipping you around town.
Directly to where you need to go.
Exactly. No more traffic, no more waiting for the bus in the rain.
Sign me up.
Right? And get this, it's all electric.
Oh, wow.
Like this is some serious Jetson stuff.
That's amazing.
I know. And what's really cool is there's actually a project afoot right now in Milpitas, the
Really?
Milpitas PRT project. And they're trying to make this PRT dream a reality.
Wow, so like a whole system.
Yeah, a whole system. And the group behind it, this nonprofit called LoopWorks, they are really interesting. And the guy we learned all this from, Rob Means,
Okay.
he's like Mr. PRT. He actually started out all about electric bikes and scooters.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, and then he's like, you know what? We can do even better.
Take it to the next level.
Exactly. And that's where PRT comes in.
Yeah.
So he's all about this community-driven
And
approach.
I like that.
Me too.
Yeah.
And like they're saying this system could be built for a fraction of the cost of these like mega transportation projects. We're talking $60 million
Okay.
compared to billions with a B
Yeah, that's a little
for
different.
like BART extensions and
Yeah.
stuff. So it's like way more affordable.
Wow.
And they're making the technology open source.
Oh, that's cool.
So if Milpitas figures it out,
Right.
other cities could follow suit.
Like a blueprint.
Exactly. And they're partnering with Silicon Valley Clean Energy. So these little PRT pods
Oh, nice.
running on clean energy.
I love that.
Yeah. So it's not just good for traffic, it's good for the planet.
Right, like actually sustainable transportation.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay. So they're planning this dual loop system. It's not about replacing cars altogether,
Okay.
it's more like connecting the dots, right?
That's
So
sure.
you could use PRT to get to the BART station, to the mall, to like housing developments.
Oh, that's smart.
Right. So it encourages shorter trips on foot, but still gives you that option
Right,
too.
for those longer distances.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And to get people excited, they're planning to offer free rides initially.
That's a good idea.
I know, right? Who doesn't love free?
That's true.
Especially when it's eco-friendly.
Okay.
Okay, so if you want to learn more about the Milpitas PRT project, we'll put the link in the show notes.
Okay.
But their website is milpitasprt.com.
I'll check it out.
They have this really cool video that like shows you how it all works.
Nice.
Visual learner over here. But yeah, you can see the routes and learn about LoopWorks and how you can even get involved.
Support them.
Yeah, because that's the thing, right? It takes a community
It really does.
to make something like this happen.
Especially something this ambitious.
Totally. And that like community engagement piece,
Yeah.
that's something that we saw in both these deep dives.
It's true.
We've got parents fighting for better education and a whole city rethinking transportation.
Right. It's like at the heart of it.
It's people power.
People power.
Right. But like,
It's tricky, though.
yeah, sometimes it feels like you're going up against
Oh.
a wall, like this giant system.
The man.
Yes, the man. So how do you even begin to make a difference?
Right. How do you break through that? That's the big question, right?
It is.
How do you actually like make a difference?
Yeah, because it's easy to feel overwhelmed, right?
Oh, totally. You're like one person.
One little person in a big old world.
Right. With like a million problems to solve.
Exactly. So where do you even start?
I mean, I think step one is like,
yeah,
don't try to do everything at once.
Oh my gosh, for real.
Pick something you actually care about.
Exactly. Find your thing.
Yes, because otherwise you're going to burn out.
Oh, yes. Well, you'll be like 10 minutes in and be like,
I'm out.
I'm done. And we watch TV.
Exactly. Like, I think that's where passion comes in.
Yeah.
You got to be like lit up about something.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
It's like that saying, right? Find something you do for free.
Yes. And then like shout it from the rooftops.
Exactly. Because that enthusiasm.
It's contagious.
It really is.
You know, like when your friend is obsessed with a band?
Yes.
And then suddenly you're obsessed with the band.
Exactly. It rubs off. Okay. So you found your passion thing.
Okay.
What's next?
Find your people.
Yes.
Find your crew. Find the other people who are like.
Who get it.
Yeah. Who are already doing the work.
Exactly. Because trying to do everything solo.
Exhausting.
So exhausting. Plus, like, there's already so many amazing organizations out there.
Right. There's probably already someone doing the thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, tap into that energy.
Use that momentum.
Exactly. So, for anyone listening who's like.
Ready to go.
Ready to make a difference. Here's your homework. Number one, think about your community.
Yeah.
What matters to you? What needs fixing? What do you wish was different?
Okay. I like it.
Step two, do some research.
Okay.
Find those groups, the nonprofits, the activists, the people who are already making moves.
Perfect.
And then step three.
Reach out.
Reach out. Get involved.
I do.
Lend your voice to the cause.
That's it.
Because that's how change happens, right?
It really is.
It's not some magical thing. It's people showing up saying, hey, I care about this too.
Exactly. And when enough people do that.
That's when you get real change.
That's when the world starts listening.
Exactly. So on that note, go forth and make some change.
You heard it here first.
We'll be back next time with another deep dive into something awesome. Until then, stay curious.
And get involved.